The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. You know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line thanks to Visible. When you switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless Visible, you can get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees. No, really. You can look around for them. They're not there. Switch now at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Lose all sense of reality and enter another world. Remember, do not underestimate the power of PlayStation.
Beyond.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Podcast Beyond, episode 366. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside he only does everything, Colin Moriarty.
That's good to be back today.
It's
Greg.
A national holiday for you, and you came in all for it.
Yeah, I did.
You got
yeah.
the voting
this is actually,
going on.
This is actually the first election day I've since I've worked at IGN where I actually didn't take the day off.
Really?
Yeah. I usually like to watch the returns from very early in the morning.
They're slow.
They are, but there's so much punditry. Something happens.
There's some
surprise that happens. Someone wins that shouldn't win, vice versa. You know?
Yeah.
So I hope that started like after work, though. I feel like that's when it
right?
really
you go home
gets
and
going.
That's when it cooks. And that's what I like about being on this coast, the West Coast, because you know you go home to Chicago. It's not till like 9 o'clock right. you're getting anything concrete.
Yeah, no, everything like they you know they start you know exit polls are already out and they're pretty accurate. So
yeah.
It's exciting, but I want we're gonna be gone. We're gonna go to Kentucky in a few days, so I wanted to or a couple days, so I wanted to, you know, be here at least for most of the week.
Share with everyone what you're doing in Kentucky because this is really cool.
We're going on a bourbon tasting tour extravaganza with
Hell
some of
yeah.
our friends.
Yeah.
No, it was Colin's 30th birthday bourbon boy ride bonanza.
The boy ride.
Yeah, there's girls there too.
It'll be
it's the Podcast Beyond thing, of course.
Absolutely.
Of course, the voice over here in the ever-rotating third chair, she needs no introduction, but I'll give it to her anyway. The queen of the JRPG, Megan Sullivan.
What's up, everyone?
Thank you for coming, Megan.
Thank you for inviting me.
It feels like the mic's too low, but I know I'm a loud person.
I feel like
so
mine's too high. Like, I have
yeah?
to stand up.
Well, hang on.
Stand
what
up,
if we just do this?
Straight.
What if we do this? Hold on.
And there it
there
is.
There it goes. And now we fixed everything. Because now this one I can move around a bit easier. I'm all set. I don't think your levels were any different than mine, which is probably, you know, an audio professional would make them different levels. Seems how I'm much more boisterous. Colin.
Yes.
We didn't do Podcast Beyond last week.
No, which is very rare.
Very rare. It's like a white whale.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see it often
mm-hmm.
that it doesn't happen.
He never gets his white whale, though, does he?
No, he dies in the book.
Spoilers.
If you're reading, just read the Cliff Notes. Everybody read Cliff Notes when they were doing this?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was the way to do it. I rarely passed the tests when I did the Cliff Notes.
Yeah, right? See, this microphone doesn't want to do this.
No, it's perfect. I was just making it
I'm
better
sorry,
for you.
I'm sorry, I'm short. I'm
no,
so short.
You're allowed to be short. You're allowed to be short.
Greg Miller is a giant, by the way.
Also true. Mainly in my heart. Got too much love for everybody.
You got too much BAM in you?
Too much BAM in me.
It's a shout out to 30 for 30.
Yeah. War Eagle.
Yeah, War Eagle, the 30 for 30 War Eagle.
No Beyond last week. You were knee-deep in the Freedom Wars review. You're working on that. You're trying to play enough of that game.
And truth be told, like, I just don't know what the hell I'm doing in this
right.
room without you. So it was just more trouble than it was worth.
Without you.
Man, you're full. You're full of a lot.
SingStar is out and free, Colin. And here's the thing about the SingStar.
Is it free? I didn't know.
It is. It was. Now there's a whole bunch of here. So here we're just immediately off track because that's what happens on the number one PlayStation podcast on the internet. SingStar is out and free. Bad news. To get any trophies in it, you have to buy some songs because it's one of those you can't have a free to play game giving out free trophies. So you have to buy like 10 songs. I think Gershman tweeted. Bad news. You can't stream it. Because like they're worried about copyright claims and everything else.
You're not convincing me to get this game, Greg.
Good news. I went in there. All my videos from 6 years ago when I used to have all the SingStar parties are there. My profile is synced with my PS3 profile. Good news. When I went in there and I looked at the video, I went, it was the Whitney Houston song. I was like, oh, okay, great. And then it said, you know, see in store. And I was like, I obviously already own this on my PS3. Click through, it's free.
Nice.
So you could download it. I don't know. I started reading some of the, you know, minutia of this giant like thing they got there, and I'm not sure if that was on a disc, and that's how I own it, or if it remembers the hundreds of dollars I spent on SingStore DLC.
It should remember the hundreds of dollars you spent on DLC.
Well, if you remember, the PlayStation 3 was a burning pile of garbage all the time, and there was a problem with it where if you downloaded songs to a PS3, they were locked to that unit. So, like, I made the mistake once at IGN of downloading a bunch of songs and then went home and they're like, well, those are attached to your... And I'm like, it's the same account. I'm like, no, that's not how it works.
Oh, so you can only be on that.
So I didn't download anything on this PS4 because I'm worried about that still being the case. But I'm sure Shuhei fixed that.
Oh, yeah.
That was number one. Number two, change your PSN name.
And number three, Drive Club. More on that later.
Oh, man, I played that offline. It was okay. Online,
just
I
okay?
Didn't. It was arcadey fun, but there were some things about drifting and braking I didn't like. I mean, I'm only a casual racer fan, so I'm talking out my hat here, but I don't know. I mean, it's very pretty.
Yeah, it's super pretty.
Yeah.
No Beyond last week. I was gone. I was in Missouri. Seeing my Tigers. Thanks to everybody who came out to the meet and greet. Had about 100 people
you
in
can't,
CJ's
you
Hot
have
Wings.
To do it.
I have to. You're
you
right.
You can't just
I got too much
have
fam
a dinner.
In me. I got too much meet and greet in me.
Man, you
let
just,
me tell you that
you just love it too much.
The fact that every tweet I give out now is now responded to.
Yeah, I've ruined
that,
you. I've ruined
not
you.
Getting old.
I've ruined
not
you.
Getting old at all, fans. Thanks for being
can't
so
you just
supportive.
Have a ex?
Can't you just have a? Yeah. But we're back now. And quick thing to point out, we've said it before. Yeah. I understand you're very busy, listeners and viewers. If there's not a Beyond, or Beyond is late, there is a public statement from me on my Twitter and my Facebook and my Google+. So if we get to Friday and you're just coming to terms with there was no show on Tuesday, don't tweet me about it. I've spoken on the matter. I appreciate
you've
that
rendered your verdict.
I appreciate that I've ruined your life, but there's other ways to get it. And because then it just gets to the point, Colin, of when do I cut it off? When do I stop giving everybody the same
stock
answer?
Yeah, it's the same. I just didn't actually respond to any of those because I figured you were taking care of it. It's the same thing with Freedom Wars where I was like, the review will come maybe next week.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, where's the Freedom Wars review? And I'm like,
I can't. Greg. You're just so lovable.
I can't do it.
I mean, you go and you have meet and greets and then you have all these shows and then, you know, people's lives, you know, they
revolve around. We're a big part of it. And I want to make sure I'm being clear. Obviously, everything I give
did
anybody.
Did you say their lives revolve around you, Greg?
Yeah, I did.
Well, to be fair, I let him right into that.
Yeah, she did. She got me on that. But we're a big part of people's lives. We both understand that. We understand we're a part of Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday day, your work schedule on Thursday. We understand that where we all fit into your life. So we're sorry when we're not there for you. So I want to make sure I'm just giving you some good old fashioned ribbing about the tweets.
You know, we do the best we can. We very rarely miss an episode. I would say it's probably like less than a year, less than once a year rather, that we miss an episode. Usually like around Christmas, maybe we'll. I mean, but even then, we've recorded extras. I think it's all evened out over the last.
You're like the postal service. Come rain or shine or snow.
It's
or
just
sleep.
When I go
come
somewhere, drive, Colin doesn't know how to turn on the computers or the cameras or anything.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. I can barely use my own computer.
How was Missouri, by the way?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
God, I was happy to go back.
I saw some of those pictures.
Yeah.
Really pretty.
Yeah, Missouri's a pretty country. You get down there, you got the countryside, you got the fall, the autumn, the leaves changing. It was super hot when I first got there, really cold when I left, so I got the full spectrum of seasons changing in Missouri. Loved it. Love seeing everybody. CJ's, thanks for coming out. Sorry, I didn't get to play Freedom Wars. A couple people did bring Freedom Wars to play with me, and then the night just got away from me. There's too much going on.
I can't imagine touching a Vita with all of that sauce all over your fingers.
Well, that's why I mean, you're not going from Wing to Vita. Like, it's segmented. Yeah, exactly.
You're the one that can't just have a meal. I assume you can't just play Freedom Wars like a normal person either.
I can't just do that either. I got to get my Panopticon up on top levels. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Podcast Beyond, IGN's PlayStation podcast, the number one PlayStation podcast on the internet. Each and every Tuesday, we post the MP3. Each and every Wednesday, the video goes live on IGN.com, YouTube.com/IGN, and of course, that absolutely free PlayStation 4 app. I guess with this new firmware 2.0 business that they put out, that's been troublesome for a lot of people.
Just a smidge.
Have you had any issues personally?
I've had all sorts of issues with my PlayStation 4, but that is neither here nor there. But it's really not the PlayStation 4's fault. I have a lousy router. I got to fix that.
Yeah.
Like, I got the Destiny bundle with the glacier white
PS4
and all that.
It's a pretty
PS4. Very pretty. The one game I can't play on it is Destiny.
No.
I can't stay online.
That's all right. You're not missing anything.
Hey! Bada bing, bada boom! You're having fun with it, weren't you? Hey!
Yeah, for a little bit.
Whatever. It's a pretty game, too. A lot
Why
of
play
pretty
that?
Games on PlayStation 4.
Yeah, that's what
Why
they do.
Why play that? Why play SteamWorld Dig instead?
It's free now.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for what's coming up, I think, here in the Roper Report. Because we're going to begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news.
There are... Let me scroll a little bit here. There are nine items on the list.
Now, Greg, a baker's dozen! We're back, everybody! 366!
Oh, my God, I'm so loud. This cuts off at last week. I know we're 2 weeks behind the news, but we'll just pretend that last week never even happened.
Did anything really big happen last week?
I don't know.
No.
I couldn't really tell you.
You just played Freedom Wars. And we have lots of Freedom Wars questions to talk about.
Good.
Because I love Freedom Wars so goddamn much.
It's a good game. I don't think I love it as much as you, but it's a great game.
I find it
game.
Ironic. I'm the only one sitting here who hasn't played it yet. I feel like that game is like right up my alley.
Yes,
for
it is.
Reason.
Queen of the JRPG.
It's true.
It's all Japanese.
It's not really a JRPG.
I know, but I'm saying
it's very Japanese from what
it is. Very Japanese. Yeah. My character is also intentionally very Japanese.
Yes. I don't think you can make a character that doesn't look Japanese.
Oh, you can. You're not trying hard enough. Your character doesn't look Japanese at all.
My character looks like a Fallout X-Men hybrid.
Sony has revealed the free PlayStation Plus games for November, which should be available by the time you listen to this podcast, Greg. PS4 gamers will get The Binding of Isaac Rebirth for free, which just comes out today, as well as SteamWorld Dig, which is strangely addictive. I played a lot of that game when it came out.
I'm not familiar with that game.
It's kind of like, what was that other game that I reviewed that where you dig into the earth on Mars? That was like a launch game for PS4. Shoot, I can't remember the name.
I don't remember that.
I don't know.
Totally blanking.
It's like you basically just dig into the world and you mine and then get back up and you like sell your minerals for better equipment and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so you can go deeper and deeper.
It's gonna be a smart mouth and say Shovel Knight, but never mind.
I wish. Both of these games are on Vita, though it's unclear if the Vita iterations will also be free. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so,
I thought it was
depending
that,
on if they're cross-buy or not.
I lied to Billy Shibley on Twitter. I said for sure it was going to be free, the Binding of Isaac on Vita.
We'll see.
Liar!
I mean, they don't,
liar!
They don't make it implicit, so I just don't want people to like you know accidentally buy it. Over on PS3, strategy RPG Frozen Synapse Prime will be free, which is also on Vita, but I don't think that they're cross-buy. Along with arcade shooter Luftrausers.
Luftrausers. Amazing game.
And on Vita, you'll get The Hungry Horde, which comes out today, and Escape Plan, which is still one of Vita's best games. That's it. Pretty good month.
Yeah.
I'm going to just spit on you a little bit.
I'll live with that. I'm used to it. My hands are noticeably super dry.
I've
been using Lubriderm at my desk today. Mm. I didn't bring it in here like I used to. Those were the good old days.
Those were the good old days.
I was going to say, I have hand lotion as well.
Do you have it on you?
Well, not physically on me, no.
I'm just making sure. I don't know.
No.
I'm a big fan of hand lotion. Big fan.
Who isn't?
Lubriderm especially. Got addicted to it when I got my tattoos.
Yeah. I've heard this story.
Yes.
You can find it on the internet.
Search around. Number two. Google. Sony has discussed a bit more about the PlayStation Experience, a PAX-like show in Las Vegas on December 6th and 7th of this year. They've confirmed some of the games that will be there in some capacity, such as Uncharted 4, Thief's End, Bloodborne, The Order 1886, No Man's Sky, and more. But interestingly, Greg, they posted a collage of developer logos that will have some sort of presence there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether showing a game, doing a panel, or whatever else. Among those devs are long-dormant Sony-owned studios Media Molecule, Sony Santa Monica, Guerrilla Games, Sony San Diego, and others.
Mm.
Now, whether or not they're just selling merch or just Killzone will be there.
Right.
Or whether we'll get something new from these studios or maybe one or two of them remains to be seen. That's
what do you think the odds are? Give me some odds on them actually announcing stuff.
I think
there.
They will announce a new game there.
One new game.
AAA first-party game, yes.
You think it'll be Guerrilla's? Open world?
No.
God damn it.
My instinct is that it'll be Ben's game. Mm. They seem to be next up. So
they're in the rotation?
Yeah.
They're taking their swings in the batter circle?
So we'll see. Number three. Sony's new financial statement confirmed that the company shipped 3.3 million more PlayStation 4 units worldwide between July and September, a strong showing amongst a more dire Sony-wide picture that culminated in a $1.2 billion loss. PS4's lifetime sales are now over 12 million, with PS3 selling 800,000 units during that same time period, and PSP and Vita combining to sell 700,000 units.
There they are. Yeah.
So, that's that.
Smudge on the back of mine. I'll tell you what, I went to a Target for the first time in forever, Colin, in Missouri. And I was like, I want to check out their video game section. I walk over there, Megan, looking around, trying to find the Vita games. Finally found them, just a pitiful selection. It was five slots, only four were filled. Call of Duty, some other launch game. It was like none of the good games. Nothing you'd expect.
Mod Nation Racers?
No, Mod Nation Racers was not there, sadly. That would have sold to me.
And Resistance Burning Skies.
That might have been the other one, actually. I forget. I put up a Twitter. I was just like,
Dana Freedom Wars?
No Freedom Wars.
I've heard.
But it was early.
We're getting lots of pictures of people getting Freedom Wars in retail, and a lot of rumors that GameStops are only getting like two copies each.
A person wrote in about that today, saying that it didn't make the cut. Because I didn't think, why would we talk about that? But he bought the one copy that they got or whatever, and there was still one there, and it was there like a week later when he came back for something else. But I don't care. Who cares? Everybody who's tweeting us photos of them buying Freedom Wars are saying they bought them online, which you should do anyway.
That's what I do.
Time to bury these mom and grops. You should also buy them digitally.
Mm-hmm. It isn't so what I do. Yeah, digitally, Amazon, all that good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's
no
what I was saying
to go
about
to a store.
Yeah, it's weird. It was weird. It's weird to walk around a Target now. And I know we're totally the minority here. The majority of the country goes to stores, does things. They have cars. They enjoy going out and shopping. Mm. Colin and I do not enjoy that.
I don't enjoy it either.
So that's what we do.
I try not to leave my house at all.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
From Friday afternoon until Monday morning, I didn't leave my house at all except to bring the garbage out. It was awesome.
Did you not do laundry this weekend?
No. Doing it tonight.
Gotcha.
Number four. Activision has forecast that the newly released Call of Duty Advanced Warfare will outsell last year's Call of Duty Ghost. This is interesting considering Advanced Warfare's pre-sale numbers are reportedly lower than Ghost.
Oh, really?
Activision Publishing CEO Eric Hirschberg said the following. Quote, we see purchase intent well above last year, and we see engagement with the brand and social media channels all being markedly up. So I'm still optimistic pre-orders are a good barometer for day one. But he adds but I don't think that they reflect the overall demand for the product.
Big thing, too, is the digital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it never gets taken into account. I that's going to be the interesting. I talked about this with Mr. Condry when he was on Up at Noon, is the fact that eventually one of these Call of Duties has to sell less than the last. Because it's always, the next one's always the bigger thing, you know what
was,
I mean?
I thought Ghost was down.
I think it was, but it was also, I think, because they split the market, you know what I mean? In terms of, like, there was the next-gen one that they had to wait until that came out.
Advanced Warfare looks awesome.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I think the fact that more people are pre-ordering it online, talking about that, because there was all those problems, too, right? There was a giant problem with pre-ordering it on, digitally, right. Getting it everything else.
Not sure why you'd pre-order a game digitally, but...
Have it ready to go. It unlocks it at midnight.
Yeah, bang, but it's just... But
that's
just,
cool. That is cool, Colin.
It is cool, but... I guess I'm saying, yeah, buying it a few days beforehand, but sometimes they tease these games like, well, you know, like pre-order the game, and I'm like...
I think Bloodborne. Can't you buy pre-order Bloodborne?
That's a little weird to me.
Yeah, I'm going to get it. I mean, and I'm not even a huge Call of Duty fan, but this one actually looks interesting, but I'm not going to pre-order the digital because it'll still take forever to download, and I'm not staying up till 3 in the morning for that, so I'm going to be like, next day, you know... 6 p.m. I don't know how many hours it'll take, but at least I'll get some time in.
But if you, I think, is this not one of the ones that preloads? They got the new preload and they got the little countdown. You see how many hours you got till you can play it. I love that.
You love that? You like that? You enjoy that?
Yeah.
I'm excited about it because it looks like it just straight rips off Resistance in some ways. So
the things in the sky.
And there's that one weapon where I'm like, this is the bullseye.
Yeah.
Where they
shoot through the walls.
No, that's the auger.
My apologies, everyone.
The bullseye is the one where you like tag the enemy and then the bullets go around obstacles and stuff like that. And they have like a like literally that weapon.
I got you.
And I was like, okay. But also, but I have my copy. I'm excited. I'll play it probably when we get back from Kentucky. But I'm also excited about zombies.
Zombies? Oh, yeah, the zombie mode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Of course it's a zombie mode. There has to be a zombie mode.
Last year's Extraction was awesome. I can't believe how much I played that, considering I hate playing online.
Yeah.
I play Call of Duty's campaign every year. And I very much enjoy it.
That's what I'm excited for. Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, okay. See Kevin what he's Spacey's up all up in that. But that extra mode, I don't want to play online. I don't want to play multiplayer, like PvP.
Yeah.
But the Extraction mode in Ghost was awesome. I really, really enjoy it. It's hard as hell, too. And it took forever. Like, it was a 90-minute investment or an hour investment. You know, it was really cool.
What makes it difficult?
It ramps up in difficulty. Like, you have to go into a town or, like, a complex and, like, clear all of these enemies, like, enemy bases, and they come in hordes and, like, attack you. But then you have to get out. So, like, you're deep into the map, probably miles into the map in game, and then you have to get to the helicopter, and, like, things just go off the rails, like, in the last few minutes of the map. So, like, getting out, hence Extraction. So, it's cool.
You're cool.
Thank you.
Can you still not print?
No.
You gotta bring Raffy over. He'll fix it for you. He fixed it for me.
That's too hard.
Okay.
It's easier this way. Number five. Sure. Bethesda has officially canceled the long in development hell. Open world RPG Prey 2.
No!
The game under development at Human Head Studios was originally revealed in March of 2011. I was there. Rumors long swirled about the game's lag and quality and the fact that it was no longer in development, but Bethesda's Pete Hines only now revealed this to be the case. Pete Hines told CNET that, quote, it wasn't up to our quality standard and we decided to cancel it. It's no longer in development. That wasn't an easy decision, but it's one that won't surprise many folks given that we hadn't been talking about it. It must have been over 3 years ago now. Charles and I went to Utah to see Skyrim. That was the first time they had shown Skyrim.
Yeah.
And another game they showed playing, and they played it extensively, was Prey 2, and it looked awesome.
Yeah.
And I was really looking forward to that game, and I was surprised that...
2 or 3 weeks after you guys saw it, we got to go down to E3 Judges Week, and they showed it to us there, and we were all like, this looks awesome.
Yeah, it was very cool. It was very sci-fi. It was fast, very RPG, open world Western RPG. It was very cool. But the rumors have been swirling. I think Kotaku did a lot of investigative journalism about it, even over a year ago, saying like the game's done, like they're not going to do it.
Does this mean that they're going to work on Fallout 4?
I'm sure.
Finally,
sure Bethesda Game Studios has been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, but now they have more resources to commit to that, which I'm very excited about.
Yes, get it going. But here, you want...
I'm sure it's been going for 3 years.
But I mean, I want a release date. I want news. I want it out.
It'll be fall 2015. That's my prediction.
I can live with that. That's close. Here's a question, Colin. Mm-hmm. That's up this alley, if you will. It's from Fiatch. He says, Beyond. Hey, Greg, Colin, and the ever-rotating third chair.
First of all, this is not rotating.
If you really want the uncomfortable third chair, it's over there. Jared Petty brought it in one day, sat in for 2 seconds, and he's like, this is uncomfortable. Why is it over there?
It's not padded.
Do you want to sit in that for an hour? Maybe an hour and a half?
Well, if I get to spin in circles, yeah.
Okay, sure. Then go get it. Ever since the PC launch of the Elder Scrolls on... I gave you your own pen. Why are you screwing with mine? PC launch of the Elder Scrolls Online. It seems there has been little news for this game on PlayStation 4. First, we heard the PlayStation 4 version was launching at the same time, and then it got pushed back to June. Since then, the silence has been deafening. Colin always says the story behind the game is sometimes more interesting than the game itself, and unfortunately, I feel this might be the case here. Something major may have happened to have caused such a significant delay on short notice. I was in the PC beta and enjoyed it, but it's disappointing. I've heard nothing from the developers. With this, I'm losing hope each and every day that it'll be a decent MMO port.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm not an MMO expert by any stretch of imagination. I've never played one. From what I understand, that game, I don't think was doing very well. And what I'm starting to wonder is if they're just going to cancel the ports.
I totally think they are.
But it's like that game was in development for so long that, and we've seen with Sony Online that they found some success with their MMOs on console, and especially Square with Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn, has found a lot of success on PS3 and PS4. So there's two sides to that coin, because the other side could be like, well, maybe we can recoup our money on console. Maybe that the audience for Elder Scrolls is console-centric, although that's not true. I mean, the Elder Scrolls, it was a long-time PC series before it ever came to console. But
then it did break out with Oblivion and Skyrim, where people really do think. I mean, and I'm not saying, obviously, you can play those games on PC where they're better and you can do more and yada, yada, yada. But so many people were introduced to the franchise that way, right? That's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm 50-50 on it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I got into... everything Bethesda really was through consoles.
Right.
Even though the PlayStation 3 port of Skyrim crashed on me and burned on me so many times, I still put 90 hours into
the game. We used to make you bring your save in so we could see if the patches were working or if everything was still broken.
If you look up those videos of the PlayStation 3 port and the frame rate dropping to zero, that's my save.
That's what you put up with.
That's my heroine, Saphira.
I was super excited for Elder Scrolls Online. And if they were to say it's coming out whenever, I'd still be super excited for it and jump in, because I played it on PC for like an hour and a half, right? And it was enough for me to go, oh, I see what this is doing. This is cool. I hate playing games like this, and I'll wait. And because originally it was, I'm only waiting a couple months.
Right.
And then that came and went. Mm. And then I think they've screwed up their window for sure. You know what I mean? I think it would have been a much bigger deal if it would have come out in the summer when there was less to do.
Yeah, there's a
now
lot
there's
of games,
so many so. Games out. And it's
I keep forgetting about it, and that's kind of terrible.
That's a bad and that's one of the reasons I think they probably I think it has been canceled, just like Prey 2, and just nobody's saying anything yet. Because you never hear anything about Elder Scrolls Online PC anymore.
Yeah, I have seen no news stories about it.
Yeah, what are the updates? What are the things? Like, look at Guild Wars. Look at DC Universe Online. They just sent me a pumpkin. They're always doing something.
They must have lost an exorbitant amount of money on that game.
Yeah,
they're just going to walk away from it.
Yep.
Speaking of losing an exorbitant amount of money.
Colin Way.
Number 6. Nearly a month after launch, Drive Club is still at least somewhat broken. The game is so behind where it needs to be that Shuhei Yoshida himself released a statement on Drive Club's Facebook page. Here's how it read. It's a long one, so just stick with me. I want people to hear this.
I'm going to take a drink of water while you do that.
I wanted to provide you with the latest update on Drive Club. Unfortunately, the road to launch has been a little rocky, and we are truly sorry that so many of you have not been able to enjoy everything that we had hoped Drive Club would deliver. We have been listening to your feedback and realize that patience, understandably, is running out. Evo, Evolution, is working around the clock to close the gap, and we have deployed additional engineering resources to help resolve the remaining issues as soon as possible. Unfortunately, the time frames required to roll out the fully connected experience will be longer than anticipated, and we do not have an exact time frame for when they will be resolved. We will continue to update you on progress, and you can find the latest info on Drive Club on the Facebook page. We are also very conscious that we have disappointed so many of you who are looking forward to playing the promised PS Plus edition. Our first priority is to provide you with the best possible experience while playing Drive Club. With the high volume of new players and additional server load to the PS Plus edition is anticipated to bring, We are currently not confident that we can guarantee the best online experience. Until we can ensure that everyone can enjoy the full social connected online experience, we will be postponing the release of the PS Plus edition until further notice. On behalf of Worldwide Studios, we are enormously grateful for your patience, and we thank you for your continued support and encouragement. Again, we sincerely apologize for the delay. We are committed to giving you the best racing experience on PS4. It's taking a little longer than we hoped.
Thanks.
A little longer.
That's I mean, that's sad. That's a sad thing we have to come out and say.
Yeah, I mean, I really do fear for Evolution, though. You know, the game was delayed for a year, and the game still doesn't work. And at the end of the day, we aren't developers, and we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. We certainly don't know anyone at Evolution. They're in Britain. We don't have great connections with those guys. They, in some way, it seems overpromised, and then have still not been able to to actually deliver on the product.
Yeah.
In a time when, you know, Forza's out and everyone loves that. Project Cars is coming out early next year.
The crew
is coming out, which, and the crew seems very, in some ways, socially reminiscent of Drive Club. They missed their window, man, and like, and they really burn people. People are pissed off about that.
Yeah,
they should be. It's broken.
Yeah, and it's broken after a year. I mean, let's not forget, and we, and everyone that listens to this podcast knows this was supposed to be a launch game.
Yeah. That's right, I forgot that.
This was supposed to come out with Killzone and Knack as the three launch games.
Yeah.
And it was delayed at the last minute for a year. So you have every right to be angry. I think, sadly, and you know, I hope it's not true because you don't want anyone to lose their jobs or whatever, but you have to suspect that this is going to be Evolution's last game. I hope that they figure it out for their customers. I hope they figure it out for the PS Plus audience that is waiting for it, and just because, you know, good games are good for the market or whatever, it's just, I think it's too little too late, whether they fix it or not.
Yeah.
You know, the damage has been done to that brand, too. That, like, you know.
And that's the whole thing. Like, we talked about this, you know, a couple weeks ago when the story was still happening, and right after, you know, it was a couple weeks past launch. You only get to launch once. And that's when games see their most sales, their big advertising push, all these different things. And so it's going to be incredibly hard. Everything's fixed. Like, the PlayStation Plus Edition will help.
Yeah. It has to be something huge, like Final Fantasy XIV was completely relaunched and completely redone and became a totally different game because its initial launch was such a disaster.
Yeah.
So you'd have to do something like that, and I don't know if that's possible within the context of Drive Club.
Right.
You'd basically have to rebuild a game.
Yeah.
So there it is.
We'll see. Number 7. On the eve of Far Cry 4's release, Ubisoft has confirmed that Far Cry 3 has sold roughly 10 million units worldwide. Likewise, its sequel, which is due out in mid-November, has officially gone gold. I am very, very excited about it. I played Far Cry 4 pretty extensively at Ubisoft a week or two ago, and I was very impressed with it.
Yeah, I got to play a couple hours of it, and I was like, yep, this is exactly, this is more Far Cry. This is what
I want. Very impressive. Very pretty.
Yeah.
Return of Blood Dragons?
I wonder what they'll do. They have to do something.
I don't know. Yeah.
Some other crazy ass DLC. Will.
Number 8. Huge news.
Huge news.
I wanted to put this at the top, but I didn't want to oversell it.
Okay.
Resogun is officially coming to PlayStation Vita. Word comes by way of developer Housemark, who noted that the game is indeed in development for Sony's handheld and that its porting is being done by Climax Studio, the same developer who brought Housemark's Dead Nation to PS4 and Vita.
What was that?
They didn't fix all the problems with Dead Nation. Like, I was so disappointed that Dead Nation had identical. Remember the server problems?
Yeah, no, I know, but I mean, they're a port house. Of course, the same problems are going
to
exist.
However, information on its release timing is still unknown, along with what concessions will need to be made in order to bring a game that pushes the PS4 to a much weaker piece of hardware. Because PS3 can't run Resogun, and Vita's even weaker than PS3, so that is interesting. I want to see what this is all about.
Writes into Beyond at IGN.com, just like you can. It says, hey, Greg, Colin, they have a rotating third chair. Beyond. I have to admit, I was very surprised when I heard the announcement of Resogun being ported to the Vita. But it got me wondering about a lot of things. How much of a hit will the graphics take? Will the sticks work fine with the finer movement you need to make in Resogun compared to the twin-stick shooters? Is there another trophy list? I still play Resogun regularly, and I'm sure you will talk about this news in length. # Colin was right. # I never doubted Neil.
The
thing you used to always say, right, when you'd watch, when you would talk about Resogun after you started playing it and it was launched, you're talking about the fact that just the particle effects in Resogun would make a PlayStation 3 melt or whatever.
Yeah, the voxels, that game can't run on a PS3. So it obviously can't run on a PS Vita.
Yeah.
So they have to do something to it to make it run. The game itself is not intensive at all. It's the way the game interacts with its environment that is intensive. So they have to obviously scale that back completely. I can't imagine that this is going to be an easy port. But I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be awesome on Vita. I think that game is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so
I just think it's going to
work. Where am I wrestling shirt right now?
Money hat sellout. Yeah. I think it's going to be. I think it's going to take a hit. I think it won't be as graphically intense, but I think it'll still be fun to play.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean,
as long as the controls aren't totally bonkers.
Yeah. And they can't screw that up. That's the whole point of that game, right? How good it feels to play.
Exactly. So as long as it feels good to play, you know.
Yeah.
Graphics can take a little bit of a hit.
Sure.
Not too bad.
Yeah, Stardust was impeccable on Vita. I think it's better even on Vita than it was on PS3.
That's a pretty game on Vita.
Yeah, but Dead Nation was fine on Vita, but
wasn't
weakest
as good as
on Vita. Mostly because the smaller sticks don't give you less geography in which to move your thumbs around for accuracy, which might be a problem in Resogun. But we'll have to see. Like, that was a problem with aiming in Dead Nation. It was like really hard.
Yeah.
It was much artificially harder than it was on PS4 and PS3, and it's already a hard game. Number 9. Last one, just some cleanup.
Okay.
Dying Light, under development at Techland, the studio behind Dead Island, has officially been canceled for PlayStation 3, as well as Xbox 360. To, quote, stay true to the core vision, end quote, the game will now only be targeting current-gen hardware.
Good.
And Retro City Rampage is making a comeback in the form of Retro City Rampage DX and will come to PS4, PS3, and Vita next week. The DX version includes new features, updated missions, better weapon balance, and other tweaks.
That was the one that came to DS and it was getting, like, 9s and perfect 10s because it, like, fixed all the problems.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
There's one you left off, Colin. Number 10. Next Tuesday, November 11th, we're doing Podcast Beyond Live.
Oh, okay.
It's at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on IGN.com. You can't miss it. You come to IGN.com, you'll see the article there. That's it. Tuesday, 11:11, 1 p.m.
You're just saying
Pacific
numbers.
Standard Time.
Yeah.
Just saying numbers over and over again. You can go to Google, and you can say what is Pacific time to whatever the hell your time zone is. Don't ask us. We don't know. We just Google it anyway. That's what we do here.
Thanks for crossing me. I appreciate it.
Well, I tapped your hand. I wanted to make sure you knew.
I know now.
Did the audience get that? 11:11, 1 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
I almost said specific time. Because specifically, it is actually...
That works still. That's still a specific time that we'll be going live
for. It's happening, people!
It's happening! Taking your questions, I think giving stuff away? I'm not sure. We'll give away whatever shirt Colin's wearing.
Wait, Tuesday? Aren't we off on Tuesday? It's Veterans Day.
No, you keep saying
it's
this.
It's Veterans Day.
Last night, he looks at the calendar. He's like, we should have Tuesday off. I'm like, I don't know.
It's Veterans Day.
You're
I don't know what you
anyway,
want me to
Colin
do with that information. You can keep. I've never had a Veterans Day off on a Tuesday. I've never come into work on a Monday and then, oh, well, it's Tuesday. Like, that would have to be observed somewhere.
Can I go look real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll be back in one
minute. All right, cool.
All right, Colin's going to go look.
Megan and I can talk a little bit, tell all your friends.
Let's gossip about Colin.
Oh, my God.
Tell me all his dirty secrets.
Here's what I'll tell you right now about Colin Moriarty, Megan. If you're listening to the MP3, ladies and gentlemen, you should go watch this video. He stuck with the beard and the hair, and I couldn't be prouder of him. Because usually what happens with Colin is his hair gets a little too long for his liking, and then he does that thing where he shaves it. And I don't like how he looks that way. I tell him all the time, I don't like that.
I want him to do his afro.
Yes!
Put an afro pin in.
Yes, 100%.
Because he always tells that story, and I'm like, do it!
There's like one photo of him with the NES gun. I'd love to see that hair again. But then the other thing is, like, the beard, he usually goes to this part where it gets to this, like, homeless guy. Like, it's, like, scraggly. Like, he's just down on his luck.
He's got the Daniel Bryan beard.
Exactly. Well, no. It's not that. It's like he's, like, you know, he's a hate street hipster, and he's, like, begging for change or whatever because he's trying to get his band off the ground.
Right.
And I make him shave it. And this time I missed that window and came back, and he let it grow past that, and it looks really good.
You guys are the cutest couple.
We try.
Mazel tov.
Thank you.
I love it.
Oh, good. I'm
glad. Wonderful. It's super romantic.
Hopefully he'll still have it at the live Podcast Beyond.
Yes.
November 11th, 1 p.m. Exactly. Specifically Pacific time. So next Tuesday, you watch right there. If you can't catch it live, obviously the video will be up on demand. The MP3 will be up on demand. It'll all be the normal Beyond stuff, but we get to do that there. What are you playing? You're not playing Freedom Wars, because that's silly.
No, I can't. I don't have any time. So I'm playing a couple games for review that I can't really talk about right now. But that's a good thing.
That's really good.
That's super fun. Trying to finish up Borderlands. Got my Hyperion shirt on.
Nice. So what did you think? You like the pre-sequel?
I do like the pre-sequel. Okay. It has lasers in it, Greg.
Yeah, and the moon and the gravity and the oxygens and
the zero-G gravity is both a good and bad thing. It's good because it's fun, but it's hard to control when you're fighting against mobs of enemies. And you're just like, stop floating in the air. You're making yourself an easy target.
If it comes to PS4, eventually I'll play it. But like right now, I'm so over the XMB and my PS3, and there's also a million games out. We're at that point of the year where it's just like, all bets are off. I can't play everything.
I played Shadow of Mordor and Diablo 3 on PlayStation 4, and those are awesome games.
Diablo 3 is awesome.
Diablo 3 is super awesome. And it's super pretty on PlayStation 4, the Ultimate Edition.
Yeah.
I love it.
So good.
Yeah, it blows away the PlayStation 3 graphics.
Is there a problem?
No, we don't have that day off.
Okay.
I was going to say...
I'm surprised you came back and didn't just go straight
to HR. I did go to HR. And because there's a list usually in the lunchroom that has like all the days off, but I don't know.
Man, you move fast to cover that much ground. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you just went and looked at the...
Oh, no, I move around quick.
I thought you went and looked at Jive.
I move around quick.
He's a ninja.
I don't know how to log into that thing.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, and kudos, you're not winded. No, this working out's working, see?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I'd be huffing and puffing.
But they did say almost everyone else has. Like, it's unusual to not have veterans day off.
Do you think it's just a mistake they made?
I think it's because it falls on a weird day.
Mm. I was going to say, doesn't it usually fall on a Monday? So you get like the 3-day weekend?
Again, I think it's observed. That's how you remember when you were a kid. You look at the calendar. Well, that because they package it on a weekend, so you don't just have a weird Tuesday off.
Oh, okay.
They just package it with a weekend.
To be fair, we should be honoring our veterans every day.
There you go. Oh,
that's true. That's a good point. Good
call. I'm not even being a smart mouth. I really think we should.
No, and we're all agreeing with Megan, everybody.
Yes. Because I'm always right, Greg. Always!
Okay, you're always right.
I don't know
right.
why.
Megan,
I don't know what's wrong with me today.
Veterans Day sounds cool.
Yeah.
Drive Club being free on PlayStation Plus sounds cool, but those things are far away.
They are far away.
If I wanted to know what games were in stores right now, where would I go?
I feel like this is a dumb trick question that I fail every single time.
You do, but it's no big deal. Because nobody gets it, because it's just too stupid. It takes everybody 3 weeks to remember it when they're here.
Just tell me.
Colin, where do you go?
The Andrew Goldfarb Memorial List of upcoming PlayStation software on all
platforms.
That's
why I don't remember it because it's
editors.
You guys are terrible.
He went to PAX Australia, that Andrew Goldfarb.
He did.
He's not really dead, of course.
No.
A kid sent in a letter saying they met him there, and they included a photo of him, and he was posing with him. He has a shirt that says, "All I care about is pizza." It's like, damn, that's a good shirt, Goldfarb.
That is
that's
a good
an
shirt.
Awesome
yeah,
shirt.
It's a really
I
good
want
shirt.
That
Hopefully
shirt.
He doesn't fly on Oceanic 815 back. From Australia. There's no numbers. There's no numbers here. Binding of Isaac Rebirth.
Yeah.
Available on PS4 and Vita Digital.
You excited?
Very excited.
Yeah?
Very excited about this game. So excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I played a lot of the early build on Vita. It's very up my
It's been
alley.
A long
it's
time
very,
coming,
very
I feel.
Yeah, it has been.
Because
I think it's already on PC.
It was on PC forever ago, I thought. That was the whole point.
Yeah, it was like a year or two ago at least.
Just not Rebirth, I think. Binding of Isaac, and then this is like the repackaged.
Yeah, this is like the repackaged, whatever.
Blaze Rush is available on PS3 digitally.
Oh, the sequel to Blaze Blue?
Blaze Rush is a dynamic arcade racing survival game with no health, no leveling, and no brakes.
Sounds great.
You can assemble a team of friends to play in local or online multiplayer, choose a car to your taste, and chase, blow up, and cut off. Adapt your style and tactics to new enemies, obstacles, and tracks.
Video games are awesome, and it blows my mind that we are in a space and time where this many games can exist. Where there's this game that sounds totally weird and crazy, and it'll never be Call of Duty, but it's there and it's making money for these people, and they've got a dream and they're making it.
I saw the screenshots on PlayStation blog. It looks cool.
Yeah.
Call of Duty Advanced Warfare comes out, PS4, PS3, digital, and retail. Very, very excited about that. Disney Infinity 2.0 is coming digitally. It's already available retail for PS4 and PS3.
That's interesting.
Don't Die, Mr. Robot is available for Vita digitally, Greg. This game.
I had a nickel for every time I said this.
It's Don't Die, Mr. Robot, the cute, colorful, and blissfully frantic action game that arcade fans have been waiting for all their lives. Mr. Robot loves fruit, but whenever he tries to eat one, it explodes. It's not all bad, though. Those explosions destroy the endless horde of robotic machines trying to squish, zap, stomp, and bite him.
That sounds awesome.
It's a great name.
Like a very drug-induced kind of
thing. It's an awesome name. Frozen Synapse Prime, which is already on Vita, isn't available now on PS3. It's a tactical RPG.
Not cross-buy.
Nope.
You said, yeah.
Home is available on Vita. It came out last week on PS4. It is a survival horror kind of...
Did you start it? You sent me the code.
No, I haven't started yet. Okay. It looks really cool.
Okay.
How to Survive Storm Warning Edition is available on PS4 digitally. This game sounds and looks interesting. I don't know if you've seen anything about this. In How to Survive, your worst enemy is yourself. You will have to fulfill your basic needs of food, water, and shelter while facing all sorts of natural and unnatural threats. So be prepared to find zombies, armored zombies, electric zombies, giants, but also piranhas, crocodiles, bears, iguanas, and many more surprises. Basically, like it's just like how long can you possibly survive like all of these kinds of things.
It's a Minecraft. It's a Don't Starve.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, it sounds like Don't Starve.
Yeah, which I said.
Yeah, well, I was thinking it first.
Pat it out, brother.
The Hungry Horde is available on Vita digitally. This is one of the free games this week.
What is that? Does that look? That's a game I don't know anything about. I know it's free for PlayStation Plus.
Lead a horde of zombies on a manic mission to expand the ranks of the undead and destroy humanity.
Sounds like ages.
Battle the clock and attempt to trash the planet in this highly addictive run-till-you-die zombie rampage. I'm pretty sure we're already trashing the planet anyway.
Oh.
MotoGP 14 is available PS4, PS3, and Vita. Digital and on PS4 and PS3 at retail, not Vita. Rocksmith 2014 is available on PS4 only. Digital and retail. I guess it's already on PS3, though. I'm surprised that they didn't do 2015.
Okay. I'm not.
No?
Okay. It's still a year. They don't have to do this Madden kind of stuff.
Snarkbusters High Society is available PS3 digitally.
Don't know how I feel about this one.
Test your wits with mind-bending puzzles and extreme hidden object fun in Snarkbusters High Society.
So is this just looking at images, trying to find something?
Yeah, I reviewed one of these kinds
what
of games.
What makes it extreme? That's what I want to know.
Solve a devious crime, one that has been pinned on an innocent person. Let your inner detective out and save the day. You will be tasked with solving challenging puzzles that would leave anyone else scratching their head.
Mm. Plot twist, we're the culprits.
The Walking Dead, the complete second season, is available at retail on Vita. It's already available digitally.
Right.
And for some reason, The Wolf Among Us is on here at digital and retail, PS4, PS3, and Vita. I thought that was already out on
it. It's digitally, but it's coming to retail.
Oh, okay. So now it's on the retail. Okay, so it's retail. And that's it.
Before you go away, mm-hmm. and I know you don't usually include this, is there anything on there about add-on content and DLC for Freedom Wars?
I can find that information.
Today, Nick tweeted that the Freedom Wars DLC is starting to roll out, but I've been checking on the PlayStation Store. I brought my system in here. I'll check right now, trying to figure out.
It wouldn't be up yet.
Well, he says it's rolling out, though. It's one of those things where it's hidden in the background. You know how the games go up? Your Minecraft-y things? They go up.
I have a document that's shared with me every week that has all of the DLC on it, but I haven't looked on it yet.
I don't know what it is. I hope it's
more. And they don't put that in the drop.
There's already so much content for Freedom Wars. Mm. I don't need more, but I'll gladly give them more money. Mm-hmm.
Gladly give them more money. I love how much you're evangelizing Freedom Wars.
This is what we do on Podcast Beyond when we find games we love. And I love Freedom Wars. Let's talk about Freedom Wars right now.
There's three games that we love. Rezogun.
Yeah.
Naughty Bear. And Freedom Wars.
You take it to the bank. We need to get them all bundled together. Yeah. The Podcast Beyond bundle. All right, we're getting connections here. I got bad Wi-Fi in here, so I'm going to hold it up. But Colin, you were talking about, you hinted at this a second ago. You're working on the Freedom Wars review. Where are you at with it? What's happening?
I'm at code 7. I want to roll the credits before I write the review, but so I'm pretty close, I think.
Yeah.
Right now, I think it's very good.
Yep.
I think it has some problems, but I think like, the core of the game. And a systems level is really awesome. There's a lot to do and like a lot of customization, which I think is really, really cool.
Yes.
And the fighting of the big enemies called abductors is really fun. I think the game runs into massive issues when you're fighting like fodder enemies, like
just the dudes in the little tanks and the
like totally unnecessary. It doesn't even belong in the game. I don't even understand like why that exists.
They're fillers, ads.
Yeah, but there's some missions that revolve only around fighting them, which are like not satisfying. And the Code 7 test battle is a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Because now, here's something people always ask me on Twitter when I'm talking about this game. Is this game still fun solo? You played the Code 7 thing and thought it was a pain in the ass. I've played pretty much the entire game. I mean, I think maybe Code 1 and 2 I played solo. And then from there on out, I've been playing co-op. And now I'm back to single because I was playing on the plane with Steimer when we're out in Missouri or whatever. And we steamrolled stuff. You know what I mean? Like the Code 7 thing, we didn't have a problem with.
That was the first one where I was like, this is really annoying. Yeah.
That was the first one maybe where we needed a strategy outside of like, she's always trying to saw off limbs and I'm always shooting the big bad. But this one, it's, you know, little people running around there. It's people of your own size. Not little people. It's people that are similar size to you.
I didn't play this.
They're comparable to you in size. You're not a giant. But that was the one where it was like we had a, all right, you know, kind of like back-to-back bad boys. Mm. Where we're just, you know, shooting, doing all this different stuff, taking down. I love the game, but I agree with what you're saying. Like, don't get me wrong, it's not perfect. I try to stress that, right? Very Japanese. Mm. The story is whatever. You know what I mean?
The story is there. Like, the story is really verbose.
Yeah.
And I just eventually, like, Code 4 come out. I'm like, I don't care about any of this. Like, there's really a lot of space sometimes between missions. And I'm like, I just want to – honestly, I just wish the game was like, have this place to explore and if you want this hub. And then we just give you 20 missions at a time and you just go do them. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They don't need context in this specific kind of game.
Similar to Monster.
But it's there if you want it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as Soul Sacrifice. Like, Soul Sacrifice had a pretty extensive story that was there if you wanted it. But it was a lot easier to skip, too.
Sure. That's the thing is I wish it was easier to skip. Because what had happened is, right, when you play through the game cooperatively, it's like you have to, you know, request to go play cooperatively. You go off into this thing. You play there, blah, blah, blah. And whatever your level is, like, you know, it's all the way through it. So you have every mission revealed to you there. So Christine and I would go and just play, and finally run out of missions. And then I was like, all right, let's go advance the story. And you hop back out and you have to sit through all that talking. But so it's just like all of a sudden it's like an hour or 45 minutes of like watching cutscenes or listening through dialogue, blah, blah, blah. And then you still have to go. Even they give you tickets, you know,
yeah.
That you can then so you don't have to play the missions you've already played, which is awesome. But the problem is that you still have to activate the mission, go into the mission. Like, it loads the mission the same way. It drops you there. And then as soon as it's like 3, 2, 1, and then immediately goes, operation successful. And then you have to load back out of it.
Really?
It's just like, whoa.
That's weird.
Ooh.
Couldn't we have just jumped into the cutscenes and done all these different
things?
Very
weird. Yeah. That's very weird. But I love I was talking to Vince about this and some other people, the dedication to the dystopia in the game. It is very... It is very Orwellian, and like the game really is dedicated to it. Where are you in the game?
I'm in my cell.
Yeah, can I see it?
Yeah.
I love the way the game talks to you. Yeah, this is perfect. So, donate to the greater good. Donate for the greater good is like a way to like lessen your sentence and get points to get by upgrades called entitlements. But the way they say it, donate for the greater good. Read the Citizen's Voice, which is like kind of like a newspaper kind of thing. Request image overhaul. Request physical remodeling.
So this is all to change your character. Your
request
or your
nominative reassignment.
Change your name. Yeah.
You know, like there's all these cool
it's
things.
It's very litigious. Whenever you talk to your accessory, she's super litigious when she talks to you. You try to talk to her like outside of your cell, and she's like, "We can only have you know." She says it in a very litigious way. You can only have these conversations in your cell.
It's just so cool. Like request exit permit. Request cooperation. In other words, like it is what it is. Like it is totally in that world.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of cool. Like. The dedication to that. Obviously, Percy Prop is pretty awesome.
I just bought my Percy Prop vinyl figure today. I'll
nice.
Play Asia.
It'll How much here. Did that cost?
Grand total with shipping, it was like $40.
Really?
Not
That's not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have to...
Zoom.
Percy... He's the little bear. He's the cute
little
bear.
Mascot.
Who is not criminally underused, Megan. He is the unsung... I'll show you photos of this guy. Because
right.
I take a lot of screenshots on my Vita. And he's a...
You only see him when you pass one of your codes.
Exactly. Guys. So you only see him, like, what, 8 times, at least so far? I don't know. I hope he pops
He's like
more.
A propagandist, but
okay.
He's a teddy bear.
Yeah, because I need context here.
Mm. Sorry. Well, yeah, sometimes I forget, and I fall down my Freedom Wars hole, and I don't ever want to come out.
I just have this vision of you being like,
Look at how cute this bear is as he tells me I'm a sinner.
Wow. What's the name of that bear in Danganronpa?
Myakuma.
Yeah. Is that his cousin?
Yeah, no, totally. It's just, they ripped off. They ripped it off, but I don't care. I'm glad they did.
Whatever.
Exactly.
So the game's cool. Like, and so on a systems level, the game's immaculate. Like, I think that there's so many layers to like how you can build your character and what you can do.
Yeah.
And I think it all makes a lot of sense. It's complicated, but it's necessary. You have to do it because your character doesn't level. So like you have to use you find like augmentations that give you more health and more defense and stuff like that. But then you have all sorts of firearms and swords
and you're leveling
them and you're leveling those things up and you're using things you find during fights to level those things
up. And so eventually you get to like where I am right now where I have these amazing guns from the final mission they give you. And so I was able to upgrade one of them. And now I've run out of I can't upgrade the one I've been upgrading because now I need an item. And I can't upgrade the one I want to upgrade from the very beginning because I need more items. We'll get off Freedom Wars in a second. But everybody wanted.
I didn't say anything.
Everybody
looked,
wanted
I just
Freedom Wars.
Looked at the camera and went,
ew. Yeah, I know. And so, like, now I have to go back in those missions and try to fight those enemies. Like, for real, like, I talked about it, I think, when Nick was here, right, that for me it sounded so great because it had all the hooks that Destiny had, but on the go and yada yada, and that totally panned out for me, where it's like I'm grinding on bosses, I'm playing the same things over and over again, trying to get all these, you know, resources I need to go make this gun a little bit better.
So, question.
Yeah.
As someone who doesn't really like playing multiplayer.
Sure.
Is this a game I can play on solo, or is it kind of like Borderlands and a couple other games where like, you can play it solo, you should really play it with other people kind of thing?
He's the one playing solo.
I played it 20 hours by myself, and I mean, I think it's... The game gives you AI bots to bring with you because you need help on the missions, but it plays fine for me. I honestly, like when Greg and I played together yesterday, I didn't notice that much of a difference in terms of like... the ease or lack of ease of bringing enemies down. Like, it seemed the same to me.
Yeah,
so,
you're for the most part, your companions aren't stupid.
Okay.
They will do stupid stuff eventually. Like, me and Christine always yell at them because, like, they're just getting crushed or whatever. But the other thing is, too, like, you have commands to give them individually of, like, cover me, do this, carry citizens so I can cover you or whatever. And then you can switch over and give team commands as well.
Okay,
so you can
but
tell
the AI
team,
isn't completely stupid.
No,
okay. I don't know.
That's always a concern with me.
Sure.
But I think the coolest part of the game is just the utter satisfaction of taking the abductors down and like slowly whittling these huge, massive enemies, 100 times bigger than you. You know, that you can target parts of their bodies and like use the thorn, which is a hookshot basically, to get on top of their bodies and start stabbing certain parts of their bodies and sawing parts of their bodies off and stuff like that. Watching their armor fall off, which you can then collect. It's like really, yeah, as resources, which is really cool as they become like weaker and weaker, but then they become stronger. Like if you don't like, if one enemy uses like a missile launcher attack, we'll attack the missile launcher and you can't use it anymore. Yeah. You know, like it's, there's something incredibly satisfying about Freedom Wars. And I just think it's held back by a few issues, but
sure.
I don't know. I haven't written the review yet, so I don't know where, like, how I feel about it because sure. I haven't written it out
no,
yet.
No, everything you're saying sounds spot on to me.
I think I highly recommend it. I mean, yeah. As it is, I think it's an awesome game. I think it's one of Vita's best games in a long time. I'm interested to see. Well, I think this game will get a sequel, and I'm interested to see. And I'm interested to see like what they do with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a 1.5 either, but like a real sequel.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Who's a developer again?
Studio Japan.
Yeah. Studio Japan. Yeah. Studio Japan. Okay.
Colin, there was a bunch of Freedom Wars questions. We've gone through them, or we've done a lot of talking about it, right? So let's go through quick fire Freedom Wars questions as fast as we can. This one comes from Miyagi99. He says Beyond. You guys were absolutely right. Freedom Wars is awesome. Yada-da-da-da-da. To the great Mr. Moriarty, I wish the question was asked of Nick on Beyond as to why English subtitles were used rather than revoicing for the English localization. The constant reading is the only complaint I have with the game. I didn't realize that. I think when we were talking to Nick about it, he said something. I was like, oh, I didn't even know it. But yeah, the entire thing is the Japanese voice acting original, and it's all subtitles.
Yeah, they're going to say that it's because most people don't use or like the English voice acting, which is true, but at the same time, it's what much cheaper for them to localize the game.
And
they
fast.
Don't have to,
yeah. It's way
so
quicker.
That's, I mean, it's money. That's why.
Yeah.
They don't Can have I put this out there? Because I used to be one of those sub purists.
Yeah.
A lot of the English voice acting now kind of surpasses some of the Japanese voice acting. Because the Japanese voice acting, as someone who's studied that language for 10 years, can sometimes be very generic.
Yeah.
Whereas the English voice actors at least try to give a little bit of a flavor. And sure, the localization team tries to give them something to work with. So I think back in the day, especially in the 90s, it was a disaster. But I feel like it's come full circle now. And you've got like grade A voice actors doing voices. I mean, look at Persona.
Right.
It's a perfect example of stellar English voice acting
right.
for.
They had a great cast, yeah.
Yeah. Japanese game, so
that was always my favorite old argument from Ryan Clements when him and Ryan Geddes would scream at each other about that, where Geddes was like, you don't understand what they're saying in Japanese, why did not get, the English is better, and then Clements is like, English sucks, blah blah blah, and it went back and forth. Mike from New Hampshire says, hey Greg, Colin in the ever rotating third chair, I picked up Freedom Wars today and I'm loving it so far. I'm a tad confused though. Is the reason for imprisonment just because? It wasn't too clear in the intro. Yeah, the reason for imprisonment is that you were wasting your resources. You're a sinner. You're a drain on society, and this is how you have to work it off.
Yeah.
But it's not like
it's
you murder
somebody. It's very arbitrary,
though. Totally, yeah.
Don't think too much about it.
Exactly, and also have fun with it. Like, that was the thing. Like, when we first started playing, like, after talking about it for so long, having Nick on the show, doing all these different things, we started playing, and Christine immediately starts getting, like, you know, you just get ears added on for, like, trying to lay down or doing all these different things. She's like, what the hell is this game's problem? I'm like, the point of the game is not to, you know, get down to zero, right? Like, the last trophy that's not hidden, at least for, like, years, is 500,000. So it's clearly not, like, totally X out your millions, because that was the other thing. I had asked kids how far along they were, and they sent me screenshots of their rap sheet or whatever, and like one guy sent it and he's like, it was something ridiculous, like 60 or 70 hours in, and he still has like 476,000 years on his sentence. It's like, damn, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
maybe it was 700,000.
Yeah, yeah,
it's purgatory.
I agree. Yeah. I actually love that how cruel the game is. Like, people were sending us funny screenshots of like, if you just don't pause the game and like leave it alone, it'll like end your sentence. If you like talk to people you're not supposed to talk to of the other gender, for instance, it'll add to your penalty. Like, it's like, it's, I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, it is annoying at first until you realize it's kind of arbitrary. Yeah, the numbers.
All right, Phil writes in with a big old question.
Okay.
I hope you're both ready for it.
I'm ready.
Hey, guys and girl. Is it just me, or has Sony been stumbling a lot this fall? Between a generally light season in terms of exclusives, Drive Club's disastrous launch, Natural Doctrine's poor review, an utter lack of interest in Vita TV, and Firmware 2.0's buggy release, this seems like a lot of missteps. It sort of reminds me of Sony circa 2007 or 2008, except, of course, for much stronger sales. What do you think?
Yeah, it's interesting. Natural Doctrine's not their game, so they can't be held to account for that. I think it's obvious that they thought The Order would be ready, so that was going to be their fall game, and sure. Now they have nothing. And they can't do anything about that. You know, like, once they figured it out, they can't just, like, greenlight another game or accelerate another game. But yeah, there's some stumbles, but I think that, I think people are... overestimating that as well. I think the PS4 is still strong. It's getting stronger. the firmware issues are pretty common. I mean, firmware, as far as I understand and have known, you know, covering PlayStation for years, like, typically always breaks something.
Yeah, it somehow always screws something
up. This one seems to be worse than normal, but I don't remember this being the first one that was, like, a disaster.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's kind of par for the course.
I for sure think they're stumbling.
I do. Yeah. I mean, the fact that the Evolve Alpha didn't work made me mad.
Yeah.
I was like, I know that's not necessarily Sony's fault, but I'm still like, but this is kind of the reason why I get impatient.
All these pebbles start adding up.
Right.
When all these things are starting to pile up, you have all these
I'd be more forgiving if it wasn't like a constant stream of stuff going wrong.
Yeah. What's interesting, is like, you know, on top of, you have this whole story here where this is happening, then you have Microsoft dropping the price again on Xbox One, you know what I mean? Bundling with Sunset Overdrive, giving a cool white bundle, doing all these different things.
Well, that's what I wrote a couple weeks ago in an op-ed I wrote, which is just like, Microsoft has every opportunity to turn things around now. This is before the price cut. Like, it's just, they might never sell as many units as the PS4. I mean, they're getting buried right now, but...
They're still selling well.
Yeah, they're still doing well, and they have the advantage right now, I think, in terms of exclusives nearer release.
Sure,
but that all changes in February. I mean, the exclusives actually start coming out in February.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no, it's been interesting. I don't know. I felt like for years, Colin, covering PlayStation, right? We'd always talk about how Sony was working so hard and had this amazing exclusive lineup, and they still could never get ahead of Microsoft. And now they're ahead of Microsoft, and it seems not that they're not working hard, don't get me wrong, but you're not seeing that proof month after month like we were. Now, granted, we used to always complain that they were putting out too many games. Clearly, maybe now they're in a stride where they don't need to.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no AAA games until February, but that's fine. I mean, exclusives. There's plenty of third-party games to keep you busy. And then Uncharted comes out, and hopefully PlayStation experience, we learn a little bit more about what some of the other studios are doing, since some of them have been very quiet. For a very long time, and everyone's working on a PS4 game, so
somebody's got to talk soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Do you have buyer's remorse, Megan, for your PlayStation 4?
Not at all.
Good. That's what I
think. Absolutely not. Oh. I love my PlayStation 4. It's just one of those things where, you know, it's like, oh, I get to play the Evolve and all that stuff, and I'm like, that's not going to happen. And then, you know, Drive Club has all these problems, and then. I don't know. It's just little things right now that are frustrating. Because I just got my PlayStation 4 in September, and it feels like things have not really... Like, I can play Diablo great, or Shadow of Mordor, and that's fine. But any online component seems to be a little...
Troublesome.
Shanky right now.
Yeah.
And everything is very focused online right now.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Offline. No problems.
Our question comes from Parker. He says Beyond.
Beyond. Colin.
Beyond, sorry.
Say hello to Parker and stop using the internet.
Nick,
which Nick? Scarpino?
No.
Ascendio?
Yeah, there was something weird. Well, I just lost it. He tweeted out the link to the online store for free
Morse
DLC.
Oh my god, it's happening. I don't have time for your question, Parker. No. He says, Beyond. We all said Beyond already. I'd like to thank the Beyond crew for all that you guys do. In just a week, I will be heading to Japan to serve as an LDS Mormon mission for 2 whole years. I won't be able to listen for a little while, but I look forward to hearing your wonderful voices once again. If you read this, here's a question. What's one thing you love and one thing you hate about Japan? Thanks for all the amazing memories. There is more than enough to last me a few short years. Parker, I don't know where you're going. The internet doesn't exist. You can't download a podcast.
Wait, what was it?
He's going to Japan. There's internet there.
No, but it's like a missionary thing, he said?
Yeah. To serve an LDS Mormon mission. He's serving a mission. A Mormon mission for 2 years.
That may not allow internet. It may not allow it. I mean, I know I'm thinking the Amish, but it might be something similar to that.
That's possible.
I think the Church of Latter-day Saints isn't that strict. I mean, like, but I'm sure he has his reasons.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, I love a lot about Japan. I've only been there twice, but... I would say, you know, I love just the culture of honor there. I think is awesome. It's clean and people are polite and it's to the point and it's I like that, you know, about Japan. The Is There Fish In It game is probably my least favorite thing about Japan.
When's the last time you really played Is There Fish In It?
I play that game every time I go somewhere.
I feel like this is an old IGN story. I remember being told when I got here in 2007 that people would go to TGS and they'd have to play this game, Is It Fish? Which is a game you don't want to play, but you're forced to play because you can't understand anything that says. So you buy food and then you eat it and then you think it's a donut and you bite it and there's a fish in it. Never happened to me. I've been to Japan twice, including, you know, in 2008 and then just last November, a year ago. And I never, ever ran into these situations.
Oh, I have. I mean, you don't even know, like, when I go to a ramen place, like, and I'm just looking, you know, at some of the ramen places in Tokyo, you know, you print the ticket out. Yeah, and so you don't even know, like, and obviously no one's going to talk to you.
Pictures.
Yeah, but it's like, you don't know. Like, I'm like, oh, this looks the safest. I go to the, I go for what's absolutely the safest.
Yeah.
So that is a game I've played. I have had a couple of unpleasant things to eat there. Yeah.
Okay.
Because of the fish conundrum.
I love Japan's celebration of gaming. I love the fact that they're unabashed gamers, that you go there and everybody has a DS on the train or they have Vitas. It's like on the train ride to work when I'm playing Vita now, I'm like, oh man, if I was in Japan right now, I could totally team up with other people. I'd be playing Freedom Wars co-op right now with a whole bunch of people. It'd be amazing. I love that. I love Akihabara, Super Potato.
Mm-hmm.
I love every store you go in, not every store, but most stores you go into just have that. Like when I went to like their one of their versions of Target, right? And like their giant video game floor, this is just massive, like games everywhere. I was like, oh, this is so awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Are you not comfortable playing your Vita in public here?
Oh, no. I'm comfortable doing it. I'm saying if I was in Japan playing my Vita, there are other people. I could ad hoc. I'd be playing.
Oh,
I'd have
I
a team. I'd have
I
a squad of Freedom Wars players out there. Yeah. No. I don't care. I gave up caring what people thought of me a long time ago.
I wanted to make sure that I wasn't misinterpreting things.
Thank you. I'm glad you clarified.
Yes.
Things I don't. What do you have what you love about Japan? I got to think about what I don't like about Japan.
I'm having the same. I mean, I live there, I work there. I studied there, so obviously I love a lot of things about Japan. I would say the only thing is socially, they're still very, a little bit xenophobic, a little bit behind on women's place. And
sure, that's true. That is a good one. That's
in the world, one. Stuff like that. I mean, they treat a lot of things as social issues, and no one knows how to tackle them. They're like, we know this is a problem. We don't know how to fix it. And it's
what do we do?
Yeah, what do we do? So that's the only thing. But I do love that they just have such a diverse, unique culture.
Yeah.
Awesome food. Like awesome video games.
Yeah.
Which is number one, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. For all of
exactly.
us.
Exactly. Especially when you grew up in the 80s and 90s.
They started all this.
Were they? Yeah, it was like Squaresoft was like the king of everything video games.
Colin knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's a I can talk about it now because it's premiered. The documentary that I was in and that I narrated is called World 1-1. And one of the things we talk about in the documentary is, you know, I say something like, gaming didn't start in Japan, but they're the ones that, you know, started at laboratories and universities in North America. But and obviously Atari was the first major force and Coleco and all those. But they're the ones that took it and made it what we know, really what we know, you know, and really did something with it. And for that, we should always be thankful to that society.
You know?
Everything we played, like you said, in the 80s and 90s, from 85 to 2000, really, or 2002, 2003, they were virtually all Japanese games.
Right, unless they were PC games.
And right.
It was still very dominated by America. But for those of us who grew up with consoles.
Yeah, I didn't grow up with PC games really, so.
Yeah, I didn't either. It was Nintendo, Super Nintendo, PlayStation. Beyond.
Colin. Time for our favorite segment, the worst PlayStation Network name.
Oh, good.
Of course, ladies and gentlemen, you know you cannot change your PlayStation Network name. So we ask you to send in your bad PlayStation Network names or now names you see online with a screen cap. This one comes from Sam, and I think I might have to bleep it. We'll talk about it after the show. Sam writes in and says, "Dear Greg, Colin, and the ever-rotating third chair, I doubt you will really use this in your worst name segment, but I'm very surprised that this name was even allowed, but whilst playing The Last of Us Online, I came across what I think is the worst PlayStation Network name I have ever seen. It is A_sock_of_ C-U-M. He has the photo there to prove it. Below is a picture to prove I did not make up this terrible, terrible name. On the likelihood you can't use this on your podcast, but also find this hilarious and a bit gross, could you try to just subtly slip in the word sock at some point in the next podcast? No, Sam, I don't have to. I'll just say it. Probably bleep. That seems like something we should do, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, it's not a curse word, though.
Yeah, but it seems pretty vulgar.
It is vulgar.
We'll bleep
super,
it.
It's super vulgar unless you spell it. Like,
I think for the people who, if you have a kid in the car,
sure,
who wouldn't understand what's in the sock? The adults probably understand what's in the sock.
I think they get it.
Yeah, all right. Sam, thank you for
coins.
Sending in.
Marbles.
A sock full of coins. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you send us all sorts of bad PSN names you find, or if you have one you regret, do you want to make your plea as always?
Yeah, Shuhei, let us change our PSN names. It's getting old now.
See,
Fix Drive
smart.
Club, then we'll talk about the PSN name.
Yeah, I was smart. I have one that is neutral,
what
but
is yours?
I feel very.
Or do you not want to read it? Do you not want to publicize it?
I don't care. It's oh great, now I forget. It's Celtic_Queen, I think.
Oh right, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
It's very.
Your hit of the week. Everybody send her nice messages and be your friend.
Yes, everyone be friends with me.
Yeah,
because I need friends.
Oh no, you don't, Megan. Everybody loves you.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they
terrible
do.
Lie.
What are you talking about? Everybody loves you. You sit next to Mark Nix. He loves you.
That hurt.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Podcast Beyond episode 366. Thank you for joining us. Remember, you need to be part of the show by emailing beyond@ign.com. Our podcast posts every Tuesday as an MP3, every Wednesday as a video on ign.com, youtube.com/IGN, and of course, the absolutely free PlayStation 4 IGN app. Oh, and I started to say this when I did the intro, and I got it. A lot of tweets from folks sending us tweets of our photo on the banner. I think when they updated 2.0, they moved some things around the store to feature us prominently. Thank you, of course, for sending those in. We're happy to be the face of the IGN PlayStation 4 app and keep people away from it. Yeah. I'm sure so many people come in and they see me hugging and screaming. And I'm like, no, I don't want to watch that.
No, I don't think that's no good.
That's not what we need right now. No, not at all.
Be adventurous, people. Click on that app.
Make sure you then go to IGN.com because that's what keeps the lights on. Go there. You read the articles. You watch the videos. You submit some things to the wiki. You become a Prime member. You buy a shirt from splitreason.com/IGN. You're one of our best friends, so thank you for all your support. Then make sure you rate us on iTunes. Then make sure you follow us all on Twitter. I'm Game Over Greggy. Colin is No Taxation. Megan is Megan_IGN.
That is it.
Nailed it. Oh, man.
Sometimes, this is why he is paid the big bucks.
Yes. Sometimes I get out there and then I realize there's nothing. And I'm like, oh, no, what am I going to do? And it's just there. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us, Megan.
Thank you for having me.
You did awesome as always.
I don't know about that, but thank you anyway.
You're a hater. You're a hater of yourself.
I hate myself.
Yeah.
You're a hater of yourself.
Is that
haters
possible?
Haters gonna hate.
Haters
gonna
they are.
Fake is gonna fake.
Fake. When can people find your next review on IGN?
Ballpark. Coming up.
You're reviewing Tales of Hearts R, aren't you?
Maybe. That's sort of on the back burner for the thing that I am reviewing now. I don't know if I can say I'm reviewing it. I don't know why it wouldn't be a secret, but.
I'm sure it's not. You can say it. I know what game it is.
Well, I know you know. I'm reviewing Persona Q.
Atlas runs through the wall. You are silenced.
I don't think they're going to care.
They don't care.
John Harden doesn't care. I think that I'm excited to see how that game does on a non-PlayStation platform.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, look forward to it. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, every Podcast Beyond ends in a segment we call Ryan's Wrap-Up, where you send one of your personal songs. You made it yourself. You crafted it. It's a little baby chick of a song that you hatched from the eggery, and you send it out into the world, and we play it here, beyond@IGN.com. This comes from Andrew. Andrew says, Dear Greg, Colin, in the ever-rotating third chair. Beyond.
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 And good day, friends. I just bought Korg's M01D software. It's a bare-bones music sequencer for the Nintendo 3DS. I just made my first song with it and was hoping you guys could play it for the show. I'm releasing the song under the name Future B. Now, it's Future parentheses B. Because I thought that sounded cool. I could be wrong about that, though. I think it sounds cool. Future B sounds cool. It looks cool when he writes it out.
About a B in like a sci-fi, like a Stormtrooper outfit. Like a Bumblebee.
A bumblebee in a stormtrooper outfit?
Yeah.
So just the helmet?
He's a future bee.
Just a helmet on a bee?
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe a blaster rifle.
What?
Okay, yeah, I can see that too. Draw that and tweet it to Colin. Mm-hmm. The song is called New Game Plus. You can find it on my SoundCloud page, which is soundcloud.com/futurebeemusic. No parentheses there. Just future bee music. Andrew, I like your song a lot. I also like that this is a deep cut on Colin trivia. He signs off, caw-caw, caw-caw.
that is a deep cut. What? And I use that for years, but like, what is that even a reference to here?
It wasn't when we went crazy on Beyond, and I forget. I had one of my black hole moments where I went down and came up. Me and Clements used to have a bird that went caw 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 that would steal people or do something. I forget what they do. I'm sure it's like Podcast Beyond episode 102 or whatever.
I'm still waiting for the Undertaker to come smashing through the wall.
He's
That's
on the other
favorite.
Side of that wall right now, punching.
Oh my God.
One day it's just gonna come down.
Oh, I so want that to
Taker
happen.
Taker will roll in. Kid Rock will play something. Ladies and gentlemen, this is New Game Plus from Future B. Beyond.
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 sense of reality and enter another world. Remember, do not underestimate the power of PlayStation.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.